This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. We talked earlier this week about the October Rural Main Street Index numbers being less than stellar. But what does that mean for the ag industry? Well, it all depends on who you ask. Most economists agree that things are slower and more sideways than they were in recent years, and you don't need an advanced degree in economics to see that. Farmers in rural towns feel the pinch as prices have been going lower. So how bad is it really? Is the ag sector in a recession? We'll talk to a few economists and get their viewpoints on it next.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your soy checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association is proud to celebrate 60 years of moving our industry forward.
So the economy was obviously a big topic of discussion when it came to the elections that just happened earlier this week. And of course, rural America came out in strength once again to say that they didn't like how things were going. But how bad is it? Well, Creighton University professor Dr. Ernie Goss said, it all depends on which ag sector you examine at this point. There's subtle differences in different areas of the economy.
We are, in terms of agriculture, on the grain side, certainly. And manufacturing, one could argue there as well, is moving sideways. The manufacturing sector in the U.S. has lost about 45,000 jobs this year alone. And you're looking at agriculture also there with manufacturing. But manufacturing is not down as much as agriculture.
When you look at rural America, you obviously have ag-related and non-ag-related jobs in small towns in rural America. So what does that mean for them? Well, Dr. Goss gives us his view on the data he's been looking at.
On the hiring side on rural Main Street, not as tough as you might think out there. And that's outside of agriculture. That would be the businesses on Main Street, whether we're talking about leisure and hospitality, whether you're talking about dry cleaners and other businesses out there. Optimism is not there right now. It's still very weak. Again, these indices range between 0 and 100. The October confidence index was at almost 30, 29.6 actually.
Now, the recent Purdue University and CME Group Farmer Sentiment Survey came out for October, and we saw a nice surge from last month. It seems that producers are feeling confident about the future, and this was done before we had the election. Purdue University economist Jim Mintert talks about what they heard back from those producers.
Fewer people are worried about interest rates. Those interest rates concerns continue to dissipate, particularly when you compare them to the beginning of 2024 and the late 2023 period.
One aspect for that optimism about the future comes in farmland values. Now, recently we have seen those values come down a little bit or stagnate, even to the point where some real estate people are saying that farmers may need to engage with a realtor rather than an auctioneer when it comes time to sell any land. In the survey, though, farmers said that they feel that it's going to turn around and those values are going to start climbing back up once again.
And when we've asked people who expect to see farmland values rise in the next 5 years, why they feel that way, the percentage of producers pointing to inflation rose this month to 21%, up from 15% last month, while the impact of solar and wind leases on farmland values as a reason for optimism continued to hold steady at about 7%.
So really, it boils down to how you want to look at the indicators. It seems an upturn could still happen once again. However, we're maybe going to have to weather a little more sideways or negative movement before that happens. For this story and more, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.